Friends Glass and Screen.
Hey, Mike, this is Dan Nelson, Local Splash, Google Guarantee Department. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, good.
All right, so did you think of that question?
No, but if you want to run me your spiel again, it'll probably pop up while I'm talking to you.
Yeah, yeah. So the first step is the application process, right? So
okay.
There's a one-time application fee. This is to run your background check, submit your license and insurance to Google Guaranteed to get you approved for that section. So you pay it one time. You never have to pay it again. Okay, that's for $250. What we send you in writing is that process to get you approved can take 4 to 8 weeks. But like I told you before, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us like ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. Okay?
Why does it take so long?
Yeah, so what it is really is sometimes it's the reviews, but you already have the required amount. The background check is either done by Evident or Pinkerton. So the quickest I've seen it approved is like 4 days, but we like to just kind of like cover our butts. You know what I'm saying? As long as you get everything through ASAP, we should get you approved in no time.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so that's the application process. Now, after you're approved, okay, you're going to get a phone call, email, text verification from us, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When you give us the thumbs up on that, right, your leads are going to be turned on right away for the entire service area you're targeting. Now, the only leads that you pay for, okay, are going to be qualified leads. So when they call you, it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google guaranteed lead. And if you schedule an appointment, like if you schedule an estimate or quote them over the phone, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
Okay.
Okay. To safeguard it too, like in your current tracking through us, under leads, you're going to have an added section that will say paid leads, and it will show you every Google guaranteed lead that came through. And it's going to say next to it paid or unpaid, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
Okay. Foolproof program, you know.
Because you said it was going to cost me, what, $1,500 a month, somewhere around
yeah,
there?
Yeah, so it's $116 per qualified lead, okay? Your minimum budget requirement is for 13 leads. That's going to be at $1,508.
Okay. Okay. And do you guys take that $1,508 out of my account right away, or do you guys just bill me each one I get?
Once you turn the leads on, the $1,508 will be charged, okay? And that's going to give you 13 leads in the bank, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you don't use all of them, like let's say you get one lead and you land a big job where you're booked out like a month or something, right? You could pause your leads, and the next month you're not charged $1,508. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the 116.
Okay, so if I only got one lead for that month, next month I'll just take off the 116.
Exactly, but you got it. Like hitting 13 leads, unless you're targeting like one zip code, you know, is very easy. So you got to pause the leads if you like get booked out or something, or else the leads will keep coming through.
Okay. All righty.
All right. You ready?
Okay, why is it any better than what I'm on now? Go ahead.
So if you're using other lead programs, like, is that what you're talking about? Like Angie
Lee? I know they're crap.
right. This is way better. You pay for qualified leads, you don't share the lead, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is the best lead program on the market currently. If you're talking about the current program you're on with us right now, so what we are doing for you now is great, right? It's local SEO. The thing is, though, is that's going to be local. So it's not covering your entire radius, okay? And then, you know, regardless, if you get 0 calls or 5 calls, you're paying that $249 monthly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You get the website too, right? You also have the social media retargeted ads, but those are going to just be pay-per-click. So it doesn't mean you're essentially getting a lead. So Google Guaranteed, like, to put it to you like this, this hasn't happened to any of my Google Guaranteed clients, but let's say it did. Let's say you got zero leads, you would literally be charged $0. You know what I'm saying? Unlike the current program you're on, if you got zero leads for that month, which it does happen sometimes, depending on the traction locally and how Facebook's doing, then, you know, you're still getting charged that $249 regardless, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Because the other one, you're paying for exposure. This, you're paying for actual qualified leads.
Okay. So my coverage area is what I want?
What you want. So I'm going to ask you that here shortly. And in your application, we have you listed. You could put cities, counties, zip codes even. Doesn't matter. You're going to show up in that entire area unless you try to target, for example, like California, where you need a different type of license. So all of Arizona, you should be good.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. I'm telling you, you're going to love it, brother. Since we started offering it, we have 100% retention rate on these accounts.
I'm crushing you because, man, this is why it took me so long because Angie's kind of screwed me up and all the other ones are just junk.
Just take it month by month, and I'm confident next month you're going to leave me a banging review.
Yeah, I'm hoping and praying.
I'll send the review link too because I know you're going to love it, man. Like it is foolproof, you know? All right, so first thing I'm going to do, okay, you still have my contact info, right, that I sent you?
I think so, but you can resend it.
Let me resend it. So what I'm going to do in a second, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. They just want to meet you. They'll go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start with that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I'm going to send to you via text and via email here shortly. Now, even though I'm not your actual lead technician, I am super active in all my Google Guaranteed accounts. So if you ever have any questions, you could call me directly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, before...
One more question.
Go ahead, brother.
So if I'm doing okay with you guys, can I just drop the other stuff?
You could. Yes, sir. 100%.
Okay.
All right, just call me if you want to do that, and we'll make it work for you, and I'll make sure you keep your website and everything, too, okay?
Okay, all right.
Now, before I have the application sent to you via text and via email here shortly, and I schedule your onboarding appointment for Google Guaranteed, for the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still available. So what's the last, do you know what the last four
are? Yeah, it's 1582 are the last four. It's a Visa.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, yep. Awesome. Okay, so give me 1 second. Let me just attach Google Guaranteed to your account. So in a second here, you're going to get an email that's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link to the application, which I'm also going to text you and put it in our current email thread as well. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. To set it up. Who's Chris Nance? Chris Nance, yeah.
Chris Nance? What do you mean?
Yeah. Come off of your... email. Invitation for an unknown sender, local splash. Chris Nance.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Ignore that. That's one of my other clients. So I sent I had your account pulled up and I think I shot you the email, so just ignore that. My bad.
Oh, okay. It's okay.
Okay. I'm so glad you told me that because he's probably like, where's my calendar invite? You know?
Yeah. Where's my invitation?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to send yours to you in just 1 second. My bad, brother. Oh, man. That's crazy. I need more coffee, I think.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Are you out
of
Tucson?
No. We're based out of Fountain Valley, California. My cousin, though, he lives in Tucson, And are you a Wildcats fan?
No, I'm not college at all.
Oh no, okay. I was gonna say one of my good friends, his son is Noah Fafita. So we go up there to like watch the games and stuff, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the quarterback over there.
Cool.
Yeah. Alright, so I attached Google Guaranteed. I'm gonna delete that calendar invite too and send you yours in just 1 second. Let me just get this all submitted. Alright, LSA. Update.
So if I send, like, say I say Prescott, Arizona, and there's two or three zip codes that are with that, it goes to all of those, right?
It'll be all of Prescott, yeah. And then, like, let's say you do, Scottsdale, right? There's probably a bunch of zip codes in Scottsdale. I'm just using it as an example. Right. It would target all of Scottsdale. If you want to target only certain parts of Scottsdale, then you're going to need to use zip codes.
Okay.
Okay. So
I can go in and say Scottsdale for now, and then if I want to target, you know, just to get it rolling, I'll target different zip codes later.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And here's the thing, okay? So where you target, leads are going to come from. So you want to put, like, the cities that you want the leads from. That way you're getting good traction from this, you know?
Okay.
All right. So, okay, that email should be coming. Let me send you the text right now. And let me attach it in our current email thread.
Can I start out with a few and then add more if I need to?
Yeah, absolutely. You can add to it at any point in time. Yes, sir.
Like, you know, I'm in, like, Prescott, which is an hour and a half from Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to stay up north if I can, stay out of the heat.
Mm-hmm. You'll see in the application, it'll have you list the exact cities you want, you know, but I'm going to go over them with you, too, just to kind of double check them. Make sure, let me go in and delete that calendar invite, too. Hold on. I gotta send it to him as well. So give me one quick second here. Okay, so let's do.
Because I don't know if up north there will, you know, keep me busy enough. That's the problem.
Right. It's kind of like the more areas you target, the faster the leads come in. But I recommend, especially like starting out at the minimum budget, you know, target the cities that you want, you know, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So give me one sec. I just got to go into his account real quick so I could send him the calendar invite. And then I'll jump back over to your account. My bad. I'm so glad you told me that, though. I wouldn't even known. All right.
Hey, it happens.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. When you said Chris Nance, I was like, man, I just got off the phone with him. That's funny. Like, how do you know his? Oh, man. All right. He's spying on you. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's a small world, you know? Okay, so that was sent over. He's all the way in Maryland, too. Alright, okay, so let me jump back over to your account. Okay, so for the onboarding appointment, okay, we just block off a 30-minute window, and they want to give you time to fill out the application. So what's your schedule kind of look like today? You think you're able to fill it out today, or are you going to do it over the weekend?
Yeah, I'll do it, because I'm busy this morning, so I don't know if I have enough time to do it all. How much information is it, a lot?
What it is, it's a one-page app, okay? What it's going to do is it's going to have you attach your license, your insurance, okay? It'll have you list your cities that you're targeting, and then the background check information as well. Now, the background check, while we're on the subject, it's done by two different companies, both trusted by Google, and it's randomly selected. So one of them is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. The other one is Evident. And 9 out of 10 times I've noticed it's Evident that does the backgrounds. They require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So for the onboarding appointment, just have your driver's license with you so they can send you that link over the phone.
Okay.
I'd recommend to you, just so you have time to fill it out good, right? We could schedule your onboarding for Monday if that works for you, or if you're able to knock it out today, I could schedule it later this afternoon for you, whatever's better
let's
for
do,
you.
Let's do Monday. Okay. That gives me time to write
that's
all
what
the
I
you
think.
Know, cities down and all that. Yeah.
Okay, so Monday, what time works best for you?
Early, so night 9.
Okay, 9 a.m.? They have 7:30, 8 a.m., and 8:30, too, if you want it even earlier.
Let's do the 8:30, then.
8:30, you got it. All right, so let me book that in. So you're gonna get your email calendar invite now. it will say local splash LSA onboarding appointment. That LSA term, you want to get used to that because that's how those leads are going to come through on your phone. It will say LSA lead, okay?
Okay. All right,
so let me get this first email calendar invite. Let me send it to Chris Nance, too. I'm just kidding. All right.
When your local splash comes up now, it comes up local splash, and then I think it's a customer's name.
Is it? So we use VOI numbers on my side, so sometimes the VOI number will come up as, like, somebody else's name. Like, it's super weird. I have clients tell me that all the time. But the reason we do it, because we work with, like, brand-new clients, too, right? So when we call off the 877 number, those people don't answer. So that's why we use the VOI system. I can change it, but I have to log into a whole new system, and I'm like, man, I'm just going to call from this one. So just a heads up on that. Okay, so you're scheduled for 8:30. Now, let me also, and they're going to have you select this, but I always like to kind of just go over it with you in the first call. So you're going to have a list of subcategories that you could target, okay? Those subcategories, just let me know which ones you want on. So on there, there's window repair. Do you want that on or off?
Off.
Off. Okay. Window installation.
On.
On, right? I thought so. Let's see, board up.
No.
Okay. Door installation. No, right?
No.
Door repair, no.
They won't know, but I really do like windows, but I'll do the doors with it.
Okay.
You know, like, because patio door is going to be, I don't know if it comes with the windows or not, so that's a different problem.
Right, right. Do you do just doors on their own or no?
No, I just do it. I do it if, you know, if I'm at the house and say, hey, do you do door replacements? Then I'll do it. But
okay.
No, I just try
okay.
to do the window.
I keep it off then. I keep it off. I mean, window installation, and I'm going to get the glass in a second too. Do you do glass installation?
Yeah, but I want to do more towards the window part.
Windows,
because, like I said, a lot okay. of times they don't know the difference between, you know, glass replacement or window replacement.
Okay. Got it.
That's my problem with Angie, because they always send me these and it's glass replacement instead of window, and they still
right. tell me. Okay. So let's keep that off then. That way, if you're getting glass install calls, you wouldn't be charged for those because it's not listed on your subcategory list. Okay. So let's
okay,
leave those
say,
off.
Say they call me and it's glass. If I agree to that, then what? They still charge
you? If you agree to it, if you schedule an estimate, right? Like, or if you quote them, they're going to charge you for the lead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I would, but we're going to put it under window installation, so you might get some calls for that. What I would do, though, at least on the Google Guaranteed calls, especially fill it out. Like, if it's a small project, man, just tell them, oh, I don't just do glass installation, you know, and Google will pick that up, and you're not charged for the lead, especially with your leads being at 116. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to
yeah.
kind of play with it. Do you do skylight installations?
No.
Okay, so window installation is going to be the main one then. Okay, window repair too will a lot of times turn into window installs, you know. But I get what you're saying. The installs are the main thing, right?
Right.
Okay. Target area, do you have that kind of ready right now, or do you want to just fill that out in your application?
I'll probably fill it out because there's a lot.
Okay, perfect, perfect. That's what I was thinking too. Okay, the reviews. Let me check those real quick. I think I checked it prior to calling you. I'm pretty sure you're good. You just need a 3 reviews on there to activate your Google Guaranteed page. Thought you had way more than that. Let me check.
I only got 2 new ones with you guys though, but I got a bunch with Angie.
Okay, advanced glass and screen. Okay, so what I'm going to need you to do, okay, you're going to just need 1 more review. If you're having trouble getting it, okay, I'll leave it for you then. Like, it doesn't matter. We just need that 3rd review on there to activate your Google Guaranteed page. Do you have a, what do you call it? Do you already have that tiny URL that they sent you for reviews or no?
Yeah, but it never worked. When I tried to send it to people, it was like a pain in the butt, so they didn't do it.
Okay, let me try real fast. Give me.
And I told them about that, and they were supposed to fix it, but I don't think they did.
Okay, I'm going to get on that. So I see, okay, Rate My Pro. Okay, just give me a second. Let me go into it real fast.
Because if you go into Angie, I've got like 50 of them in there. But they said they couldn't use those.
Yeah, they won't let us transfer. We could transfer the Google reviews to Google Guaranteed, you know what I'm saying? But we can't do it from a different directory. So give me a quick second here. The one thing, too.
Can you send me that thing again?
Yeah, I'm going to send it right now.
That link?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Because I just did a job yesterday. I told her I'm going to be sending you one because they need new ones, and she said okay. So.
Yeah, here it is right here. And then, hold on, give me a second. Okay, let me log into this.
So do you send those telephone number or is it in an email?
Say it again?
Can I send that like to a phone number or does that
have to
be an email?
No, you can. Yeah, you could text it to them and they click it and it'll pull up the 5 stars. I'm trying to test it to make sure it works for you. Just give me 1 sec here.
Yeah, I tried that and it said those people said they couldn't do it.
Switch account. Go to my personal one real fast. Oh man, it says I'm logged out of my personal one. Let's see here.
I can send it to a couple more people today too and see if it'll go through. But how long does it take to go through?
Right away. It goes right away. I'm gonna test it for you right now. I just sent it to my phone, so just give me 1 sec here.
They're gonna tell me, hey, you do work in California?
I can remove it after if you want. I just wanna see if it goes through, you know?
Oh, it's okay.
Let's see here. Reviews done. Okay, so let me go. Yeah, it works. All right, hold on. Let me make sure it updated on yours right now. Refresh. 3 reviews, brother. So you're already golden. But still keep getting them because it's gonna obviously help, you know, with the base program you're on, you know, and Google Guaranteed. When you have more reviews, it looks better, obviously. So keep getting them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you're at 3 now, so you're already at the requirement. Okay. Your tech, okay. When he goes in, I'll tell him I left the review, too, because he's going to be like, man, Daniel, that was a small world. But it's all good. You know, whatever works, man. Okay, so you're golden there.
Oh, so you need replacements at your house, huh?
I do, brother. I'm about, my cousin lives in Tucson, so I'm about 9 hours away. But all I need is the glass on my fish tank. I'm just kidding. But, you got
man,
the 3.
That's good. It's pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's for a goldfish, though, so it's a little bowl, you know? I'm just kidding. But you have the 3 reviews that were golden. I tested it, too. It works. So if you send it to somebody that, you know, some clients have, like, AOL accounts or they have, like, Yahoo accounts, it's not going to let them post it. They have to have a Gmail account in order to post it. So if you ever like, you know, if you send it to somebody and they're like, man, it's not working, ask them if they're leaving it from a Gmail, you know, and probably 10 times out of 10, it's going to be they have an AOL account or something other than a Gmail when it doesn't work. Okay.
Okay. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's probably what it was, you know, especially because I tested it and it worked, you know, so more than likely it was, you know, they had a different type of account, which you can run into sometimes,
right.
You know. Okay, I told you about the background check, so have your driver's license with you for that appointment. Now, the application, okay. It was sent to you three different ways, okay? It's sent via text, it's going to be in the Google Guarantee Campaign Begins email, and I sent it in our current email thread. It's going to be a link. When you click it, it's a one-page application, okay? Now, here's the thing, though.
Okay.
For security purposes, right, if you start filling it out, and then let's say you leave to go do something else, right? When you go back, all that information will be gone. So when you go to fill it out, be ready to fill it out kind of in one sitting. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I always tell my clients that because I found that out the hard way like 3 years ago. They were like, man, I go back and it's all gone, you know? So, but it's just for security purposes. So your stuff's not all on there, you know? So basically, yeah, so when you go to fill it out, just try to do it in one sitting. I would start with the license and the insurance. That way you know, like, you have the right documents for that. And then everything else is basic. You know, your service area, your name, how long you've been in business. One other thing I wanted to ask you, do you have, like, a crew of guys?
I have me and my nephew. There's two of
them. You and your nephew. Okay. So when you go to fill the application out, okay, and Google doesn't have a van driving around checking up on it, this is just a way where you only have to do the background on your own, okay? When you get to field workers, you're going to put zero and then put one owner, and then the background check is only done on you. If you put two field workers, they're going to run a background check on all the field workers, okay?
Okay. All right.
And then it takes longer because then they have to scan their IDs and, you know, just to speed it up and get you approved faster, just put zero field workers and then they'll run it on you. And we don't put that like on the Google Guaranteed page that you don't have any field workers, you know, so it won't affect you.
Okay.
All right. Any questions for me so far?
I think that was it.
Awesome. When you're in front of the application too, if you have questions, don't hesitate to call me. I'm here for you. If I'm ever on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay?
Okay. And I'll have your direct number?
Yeah. I texted it to you. So it's our same 877 number, but the important thing is my extension, which is 711. So when you call, you could type in 711 or just say my name, and it will send you directly to me.
Okay.
All right, brother. You're going to love this. We have you set for Monday. That is at 8:30 a.m. You'll get an email and a text reminder 1 hour before the appointment. That call will come from our 877 number. And as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'll call to introduce you to the technician. And it should be Ivan. He's awesome. Okay?
Okay. All righty. Hey, you're not from Colorado, are you?
No, I'm not. No, sir. I'm a Denver Bronco fan, though. My dad, his family's from Colorado, from the Denver area. Yeah.
Because I know a girl I used to work for, her last name was Nelson, and her husband's Daniel.
And she's in Colorado, or?
Well, she's back in Arizona now, but she lived in California. I think she's been back here at least a couple of years now.
Yeah, my dad's side of the family, they were all from, like, Colorado and, you know, moved out here. And then my mom's side of the family was from Tennessee, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
I can't believe you're still in California.
Yeah, me either, man. My cousin Jesse lives in Tucson, and he's been telling me to move out there forever. But my son, you know, he just started high school this year, and, you know, he's doing good. Like, the high school he's at is, like, he knows everybody. He's on the football team. So we're giving it, like, another 4 years, basically, let him grind that out. you know, and then we plan on moving for sure, you know. And I coach football, so there's been like, you know, I have a buddy that coaches at TCU in Texas, and he was, you know, telling me about some high school jobs out there and stuff. So, you know, we plan on doing it eventually, but right now we're stuck, man.
Yeah, Texas is way cheaper.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard, man. And then, you know, our governor out here is pretty crazy too, man. But my cousin, he says everybody's moving out there to Tucson and making the housing go up, you know? So he's like,
oh,
man.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He's like, you know, people from California are coming and then they're bidding, like, they're asking, like, way over the asking price, you know? And it's just messing up the whole housing market is what he said. So,
yep, it is.
Yeah, so we'll see, man, in 4 years how Arizona is. That might not be the spot. Yeah.
It'll probably be Texas by then.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not California.
Yeah.
For sure. But it's great talking to you again, Mike. You're going to love this, brother. When you're in front of that application, any questions, just call me. I'm here for you. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome.